Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. Pew! It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And Ben, I'm wearing all black today.
I know this is new for you.
Alabama's recruiting class. I'm mourning for their class right now.
Oh man, they're feeling it too. I told you I go on a show in Montgomery on Tuesdays, and Doug is an Alabama fan, and he has a lot of Alabama fans that listen to his program, and there's mixed reactions from the Alabama fan base with him as far as what they're feeling and how they're feeling it. But I got challenged today, Kyle.
On the dumbest take. I don't know why people can't. It's like that people have just started following recruiting, or they just don't follow it close enough to realize how things happen nowadays. But anyway, go ahead and share it.
Well, I got the, there was the whole, longtime listener, first time texter type deal, blah, blah, blah. And I sent it to Doug, not me. He said, I want to read this and see how you feel about it. And I'm summarizing what was said. I didn't see the text, so I'm just verbatim whatever Doug told me. And the texter, an Auburn fan, not an Alabama fan, Auburn fan.
Why are Auburn fans this way?
Said, because we were talking about the commits, and as I did the show with Doug, we're at 24, I think is what it is.
Yes, correct.
Got the two wide receivers out of Prattville and out of Selma today, and Simmons and Hall. And so I was like, I said, that's great. I said, 24. I said, I'm curious what the number is. If we're going to, I said, my number was between 20 and 25. Now we're already there. So it could be 30 now. Maybe that's what the staff's thinking. I don't know. And this texter texted in and said, commitments mean nothing until they sign the dotted line. There's too much time between now and December for guys to change their mind or for Auburn to be outbid.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Ready? Is this on? Can you hear me? Signings mean nothing anymore.
I know.
Signings mean less than commitments, if that's the argument we're going to make. Until they say you signing this paper means you have to enroll in January, which they don't. So the signings mean nothing either. Stop it, Auburn fan, that keeps saying that. Stop it right now.
And if they do enroll, they can still enter the portal.
Yes. Well, that would be tougher, but yeah, they could because the portal opened, I believe, January 2nd or something like that and ran through the end of January, however long it was.
The thing is, and this is the argument that I put forth together, under the current rules, those may change between now and this January, depending on if the government gets involved and they do the 5 for 5 and they do the window move and they do the one-time transfer. That could all change. But right now, as of today, the way the rules are stated, if they enroll January, I think classes start on the 8th, something like that.
I'm just pulling about up the every calendar year. Right now. This is really good. This is a really good exercise. I'm getting aggravated just so even
they can,
talking about it.
They can enter class. They can go to class.
Classes start January 6th. Okay. Past year, the portal opened on January the 2nd and was open to the 16th. And okay. 2nd to 16th. Classes start January 6th. Go.
So at that point, and this is the example I gave, one of Auburn's commits/ early enrollees could be sitting in class and get a text from the head coach of the University of Mississippi and decide before the 16th that he wants to go to the University of Mississippi. Yeah. And even though he signed in December and he got in class.
Signings are all that matters.
And attended class for 10 days and then got a text in the middle of class.
He can go right back in that damn portal.
With a better offer, he can go in the portal. And what you just said, if they sign in December and they don't enroll in January and they just decide they're not going to enroll, that signature meant nothing.
The only thing the signature does is binds you to the kid. It doesn't bind the kid to you anymore.
There's a reason that they've even stopped calling it letter of intent, LOI letter. They're calling it financial papers.
Because I think it's this financial aid agreement or something
Yes, it is a financial aid agreement. It's financial papers that they are signing. So stop yelling at me on the radio about how... And
you don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Kyle can tell you...
That particular Auburn fan.
I'm one that had to be converted because I used to tell Kyle 4 or 5 years ago when we first met and we started talking about recruiting and we started talking about golf and everything, I'd say, I don't believe it till I see him sign a dotted line. And I had a little bit of an argument then. But now I got zero argument when I say that.
No,
so
I've
learned you got to move on from that way of thinking.
Yeah, that it's just so silly. How did Doug respond to your answer?
Doug did not realize that they didn't, if they signed, that they didn't have to enter school if they didn't want.
No, the quarterback, the let's play devil's advocate here. The situation you just described,
yeah.
Hey, that wasn't a high school kid. He didn't sign on the dotted line in December. That was a college kid that went into the portal and transferred to Clemson and then transferred out. That's different. I got you there, Ben. That's different. Okay. Go look up Cal's starting quarterback right now and go look up his career path on how he got to Cal.
Oh, boy.
Got news for you guys. He signed in December with Oregon. He enrolled in Oregon. He went through football practices at Oregon. The portal opened up, and he transfers to Cal. I don't even know if you can call that a transfer. He just moved there. He never even took a class, I don't guess.
I guess not.
So stop it with that. Like, it's one thing if it's like another fan base, but it's our own fan base that does this.
Well, and the thing that got me, Kyle, was the same thing, my other argument, that this I have thought for years about, and you've told me that I'm in the right way of thinking here. And his next point was that particular texter, which I wish Doug would give me his name because I would totally call him out.
We're in a fight. I'm kidding.
Yeah. But he also said, you know, because of all the flips, there are not that many flips.
There's not, guys. Like, that's not a big thing at Auburn. I know that, like, here's the deal. I know that there are some circumstances. I know that circumstances change things at times, okay? But for the most part, as far as, like, a kid leaving Auburn that Auburn wanted to stay, that does not necessarily happen that much. Like, there are times when maybe, you know, the last couple of years when, you know, you've spent a lot of money to get these kids and then you just crap it on the field and then they go to another school. Like, to me, that's the exception, not the rule.
Right.
There's been two flips in this class so far. Kingston Miles, which he went, you know, that one was probably a long shot to keep anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's one where you don't necessarily want to just continue to outbid because he's probably not going to play year one. And then guess who's not going to stop calling? And that's Missouri. So then he just leaves year two. And you're like, why do we do what we just did?
Correct.
Let's find somebody that wants to be here. And they flipped it immediately and had a running back committed before Kingston even flipped. So
before he flipped. Yep.
Yeah. So, like, that's one. And then you had Tank Proctor.
A comparable
yes,
running back.
Yes. And then you had Tank Proctor earlier in the year, the tight end, who, you know, I don't even know how serious Auburn was about keeping him, you know, how crazy they were about him anyway. I wonder if he went somewhere else.
It doesn't sound like they were crazy because they didn't keep throwing money at him. They just kind of left it where it was.
He's committed to Kentucky now. So,
yeah.
He committed to Kentucky a little bit later. Yeah, and then they went and got another, you know, a higher rated tight end. It's just not that it's okay. It's okay to say, as an Auburn fan, hey, this is pretty good. What's happening? Auburn gets two commits today, two big in-state wide receivers, and Alabama wanted at least one of them really, really bad, who grew up a lifelong Alabama fan, and he commits to the University of Auburn, which I hope all of them say that, like, forever. That just makes my day every single time.
What?
I don't even know why. It's just like,
I was going to say why, because it really unnerves some people.
I got in the live chat. So we had great pub, by the way. We're going to talk. Let's talk about that in just a second. Yep. Let's talk about the announcements today and everything along with it in just a second. But before we do that, quick shout out to buyauburn.com. If you're an Auburn business owner, you need to sign up. If you yep. own a business and you're an alumni or a fan and you want the best way, the cheapest way to let as many Auburn fans know that you exist as possible, you can't beat this value. Sign up today. It's less than $1 per day. I've said day a lot. It's less than a dollar a day, so you can't beat that. Check it out. It's buyauburn.com.
All day, every day.
All day, every day, Monday through Friday. No, Saturday through Sunday.
Yes.
Jeez.
We're open okay. Sunday. We're open Sunday to Sunday.
Sunday to Sunday. Daggum it. 247. 247, 365. All right, here we go. Let's move on. Auburn had some really good pub today. So okay, yeah. Got two commitments, and they were back-to-back on Rivals YouTube Live, which is really cool. So
that is cool.
You had Deshaun Hall announcing on Rivals Live at 10:30. And then Cedric Simmons was supposed to go at 11, had a little bit of a, you know, since Selma had a little bit of a connection issue. So they had to push the announcement back a little bit. I was born in Selma.
Wow, ain't running out there to Selma.
Hey, I was born in Selma, so I can say that. Okay. And had to push his announcement back a little bit. It was fun because I was in the live chat. Like when they do the live stream, you can get in the live chat and watch it. And I'm saying, please say University of Auburn, please say University of Auburn. And people are laughing. And then some, like you said, some of that makes some Auburn fans really, really mad. Yeah. It's probably the same guy that says
the dotted line.
The sign on the dotted line guy. Yeah. He also hates University of Auburn.
Yes.
It's got to be the same guy, right?
Yeah, it's got to be the same dude.
Yeah. So good, really good pub. You had, again, two big wide receivers. They both do different things. This train just keeps on rolling, man. It's like, God, where are they going to, I mean, it's 24 commits now. Are they going to go to what, 30?
That was my next question is what's the number now? Because I told you I would have been happy with 20 to 25.
Yeah.
We're there with months to go. I mean,
there could be so many flips between now and then. No,
don't put that out there. Because
I know.
You know what? There's a bunch of months to go before that dotted line gets signed.
Yeah. So, no, for sure. But you still got some out there. But I want to talk for a second because I'm in all black. Cedric Simmons. First of all, have you seen his statistics from last year?
I hadn't seen anything about him, but I saw him standing next to a couple of people, and he's going to be able to go ball hawk a ball. I can tell you that.
Well, you're talking about Deshaun Hall. He's the one that's 6'5".
He's 6'5"? Okay.
This is Cedric Simmons, the guy from Selma. So last year, Ben.
Well, and he's 6'4" still?
No, he's like 5'10". He'll be like a slot guy.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hang on. You're gonna be blown away here. So last year, I can remember at some point in the year, and I talked about this on my show this morning, everybody's like, are y'all seeing what Southside's doing right now? Like, have y'all been following them at all? They got a quarterback that's on pace to break the state record in passing in a year. So you like, man, this, I've never heard of this kid. Is it like some big prospect? Like, surely, Ben, the kid's in eighth grade at Southside and Selma. Whoa. And he threw for over 5,000 yards last year. So naturally, if you're throwing for 5,000 yards, there's probably some pretty good receivers that are eating as well. Oh, yeah. And one of them was Cedric Simmons. He had over 2,000 yards receiving last year and 20 touchdowns in just 14 games.
There's either zero defense played in that particular region of play, or they got super freaks.
Defending the pass in lower classification football is tough.
It is, but you still, you know, I always say it says a lot about the receiver, though. They still got to catch it. You know what I mean? When it's like, don't get me wrong, like they're not going to be playing against D1 corners more than likely.
Right.
But they still got to run the route and they still got to catch it. So clearly Auburn saw something, but that amazes me. An eighth grader. And let me tell you something. If he's throwing for 5,000 yards, man, some college better start talking to him, because the Braves and the Cincinnati Reds and everybody, that kid's probably got a howitzer on his right arm.
He's a small guy too. Like, I was expecting some kid that's like a gargantuan that just outgrew everybody in eighth grade. He's kind of a small guy, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Kid grew up an Alabama fan. He even said so. Like, he had some funny quotes out of after his visit. Talking
this is
about
Simmons you're talking about.
Yeah, still talking about Simmons. All of his family are Alabama fans. Alabama needs wide receivers, and Alabama thought they might get him at the beginning of the week. Like, there was some of their boards, like, put out, like, all the commitment dates to watch, and he was one of them.
Oh.
And then, obviously, he ends up going to Auburn. So, they can't even get, like – I mean – I think the kid's going to be really good, but like, even you're like your three-star guys, they can't get them right now.
Well, and that was my explanation, because Doug asked me what I thought about Alabama's class, and I was real careful where I treaded here, because I knew what kind of company I was dealing with as far as the conversation was concerned, his loyalties to the university that he got a degree from. And I just told him, I said, here's the thing. I said, I understand they're taking a small class, but at this point, you're running out of players. And he was like, what do you mean running out of players? I said, well, I said, when you look at the top 100 football players in the nation,
yeah,
and these are going to be your five stars, your four to be projected five-star guys, as well as four-star guys. You look at your top 100 players, I was like, they're all committed or going somewhere else except for a handful. And I know this sounds bad to say because it is the University of Alabama, but Kyle, Alabama ain't the only one recruiting those top 100. The Ohio States of the world, the Indianas of the world, the Georgias of the world. Let's give Summerall a little credit. He may dip after him as well down at Florida. I mean, there are other schools. It's not just Alabama going after them. So they got some wood to chop. I mean, and now they're up to 9 and say that their mark is 16. So
we're going to hit double digits. They got a commitment today, by the way. They got a commitment like 30 minutes ago. And yeah, it's a three-star pass rusher, Tyler Younger.
So that puts them up to 10. So they got six spots remaining.
Ranked 629 nationally. Number 53 edge in the country. It's just weird. It's like watching your dad get beat up in a fight. You know, that's the feeling. I feel like I'm watching. It's just so strange.
You feel helpless.
It's like, no, it's just like, that's just not supposed to happen, you know?
Yeah. and they're trying to maintain a positive attitude, which I get from a media standpoint, you want to do. If I'm an Alabama fan, I'm worried about 2028.
Yeah, look.
Like, because that's where I take it, Kyle. We're talking about 2027 kids. So they're not going to be around this fall anyway. But, and they're not, you know, some of the five stars maybe, but most of them are probably not going to start day one in 2027. I get that. But like you just said, what if the product you put on the field is not up to par this year and next year? And even these guys, these 16 guys, start hitting the portal in 2028 so they can go to a competitor or a place where they can play.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The big picture is that, and that's what I explained to him today. I said, you don't need to be worried about 2027. You need to be worried about 2028 when
and beyond, yeah,
where these guys would have an opportunity to contribute. And are they still there, or have they not developed in order to make a difference in 2028?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, think about this, Ben. Look, I think you would agree that the total number of commits absolutely can fluctuate from year to year depending on what you spent money on. So I'm not naive enough to know that you can, if you contribute a ton of money into retaining your roster, you're probably not going to be able to go get a big high school class, like right back to back. Like that's normal. Okay. Yeah. So the number could change and that's totally fine. If Alabama said we're only going to take 12 because that's all we need, and they rattled off 12 ballers, then I'd be like, that's probably right. They maybe went a little too heavy on one side than the other, but that's probably fine. Like,
yeah,
I think if Auburn did that, I might be okay with it. I was going to be okay with them only taking 15. If they went and got 15 studs and they were like, this is a small class. We paid a lot in the portal and retention and blah, 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 blah. We small class, all this kind of stuff. I get that. Okay. But the problem is they're not getting anywhere near the level of player they're used to getting.
The quote unquote standard.
And to me, that screams we mismanaged our money. That screams that to me. Is that fair? Like, is that
I think it's totally fair because I don't think it's because a ton of other people have way more money than them. I think it's because they have handled it incorrectly. And I don't know where they stand money wise on some of the ones they retained, but I told you about Luke Robinson from Locked On Bama talking about how much X amount they spent on like two of the defensive players. And I'm like, bro, that's where your NIL money's going. That's where your high school recruitment money's going. I mean, you gave the example, we've done this exercise before. You gave the example of, I forgot what year it was, Clemson only took like 13 or 14 players. But now Dabo went and got like
all of them were studs.
Every one of them were like four plus stars. I mean, and they all contributed and they all played and they saw results from it and they all stayed. They're not transferring out. So you can do a small class. You just got to, you got to hit on all. I mean, it's like playing with a half a deck of cards. I mean, you can win the poker game, but you better damn well be the only one at the table that's got the good hand.
Exactly.
So, and that's right now is what they're doing. They're playing with half a deck of cards and right now their cards ain't flipping over good. Like they're not on that flop. They're not showing good cards. So
one thing I hope from an Auburn perspective that this big class doesn't affect is like Auburn spending power in the portal. Cause you know, there's going to be some positions you're going to have to go get. So it comes from somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like retention, overpaying on retention is going to take away from something from somewhere else. And then going out and getting a big high school class and overpaying for it is going to take it out from somewhere else. So I'm curious to see.
But that's why you have a general manager now.
Exactly. Exactly. But the thing is, Alabama just paid theirs like over $1 million. Exactly. There's so many things we could talk about in regards to this.
And that's what I keep pointing to. Everybody keeps – like some of the Bama fans, some of my Bama fans, my buddies, they keep looking at DeBoer, and I'm like, okay, yeah, he's the one that gave him the extension. I said, but y'all need to be looking at y'all's general manager. I was like, other teams are doing it. I said, because you said it best. I told you that they told me they're looking for quality, not quantity. Well, they ain't getting either. That's the issue. They ain't getting quality, exactly. And they ain't getting quantity. That's where that general manager comes into play with all the scouting reports and all the visits and how to manage the money. And it just sounds like dude got his check, got his guarantee, and he's coasting, bro. He's got that West Coast mentality. Let's just coast, bro.
He might. Oh, man. It's wild. What a day. I wonder who the next commit's going to be. I mean, gosh, by the time we finish recording, there could be another one. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
I just hope the guy doesn't text me or text Doug and let me know that it didn't matter anyway.
It doesn't matter anyway. Y'all take care. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.